Hey everybody, this is Ben, one of your resident dungeon casters. I just wanted to make this little audio thing to say that we haven't forgotten about you. We haven't forgotten about the podcast. Scott and I have been on a longer hiatus than we intended. Apologies, obviously, we promised a live episode. That's still possible, but because I'm in New Hampshire and Scott's in New Jersey, it's hard for us to get things together a lot of times, and we may talk about this when we do another episode in the near future, I promise, but we meant to do it over the Christmas holiday, and it just was too hard to get together. We didn't have the time. I wasn't around long enough, and so we didn't manage to get it done, and we apologize for that. Otherwise, I just wanted to say that Scott and I spoke just the other day, and we were talking about coming back to it, doing more episodes, because in our absence, kind of unexpected to us, we got a lot of listens and we got a lot of people who seemed to be interested in the podcast and seemed to be getting something out of it. And we enjoy talking about it. And I don't see any reason why we should let everybody down when we're on the upswing in a weird way. So we are going to be moving forward with the podcast in some way. We're still talking about how we want to do it. We would certainly be open to any suggestions from anybody out there who's listening, but our plan right now is to go a little more unstructured, a little more conversational. We did a lot of structured stuff in what we call season one, the first 22 episodes, where we would set out with a purpose in mind. We would plot out the episodes with some amount of diligence beforehand. We'd have something of a script we wanted to follow, and while that was really helpful for us to keep track of things and to get ideas out, I felt at least that we were unable to have some of the kind of fun, more pally kind of stuff that we sound like when we just talk about the game in general and games in general. And I think that people would like that. I hope they like that. I hope that they like listening to us talk as much as they like listening to us talk about specific things. So moving forward, again, he and I have to have a conversation about it, another one, but I hope that we can sort of start the podcast up again and just kind of pow about what's been going on in our gaming lives. And I have to say the other reason that we kind of took a longer hiatus than intended is that school, I'm in grad school, it's very busy in grad school, and I haven't had really much time to play D&D or much of anything at all. I have a game going with some of our friends from home that we've only really been able to play twice. And it's fun, but that's been pretty much the extent of my gaming life overall. Otherwise, Scott has some things going, but he too's been fairly busy, and I won't speak for him. If he wants to speak to what he's been up to, he can certainly do that when the next episode comes around. But, you know, there's things like Scott's been working on an RPG for a lot of years now, and I think it'd be interesting to talk about that process, because I think people who like the idea of customizing their D&D games to a greater or lesser degree, or who want to make games of their own because they like the idea of D&D, but they don't like the aesthetics of D&D, or they don't like the mechanics of D&D. Of course, it's a pretty involved process, but I think it would be a cool behind-the-scenes kind of peek at what it looks like to develop an RPG and the difficulties and the little victories you get and what's involved, because I think it gives you a nice insight into how games operate and I just think it'd be interesting. I like talking to him about it, and he certainly has a ton of things to say about it, and so we might do something like that. I would like to talk about the game I'm running, because it's a little different than normal D&D, and I have some interesting plans for it that I think you all might find interesting. Otherwise, we want to talk about games in general. We might talk about other RPGs that are not Dungeons & Dragons, because we haven't had a chance to play many, but we have played some. Numenera is one we've mentioned a couple times that we've liked, and we've looked into the Call of Cthulhu game. I think Scott's played, I can't think of the game. Something World. It's the game that some of the Adventure Zone is based on. And otherwise, you know, we're into board games too. Maybe those will come up every now and again. We've talked about other podcasts as well. I don't want to speak to that right yet, because I don't want to commit to something we really can't commit to. But I just wanted to make this to inform everybody that we do plan to continue the podcast. We do want to stay a part of the community. It's just been our schedules have been really busy and only getting busier, and we haven't had the time to get together, let alone play a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. And so there's been a bit of a lull in what we've been able to say. But I think if we if we consider our topics beforehand in a more general sense than we have been, we'll have things to talk about. And if the mood strikes us, we'll come up with something more specific. But don't be afraid. We're still around. We still plan on doing it. And we're very excited that we have over 3,000 listens now, which, frankly, when we started this, I was thinking if we had 500 people who'd ever heard this podcast, 500 listens, that would be amazing. And now we're up to 3,000. I mean, we haven't really done anything. I mean, we've been really bad about advertising it, you know, on Twitter and, you know, things like that. And somehow still people are finding us. People are still listening. There's interest, and we're happy to provide some content for those of you who are enjoying the content. And yeah, so that's about it. More is to come in the future. The summer is approaching and I won't have class. So I'm going to be taking a few trips to New Jersey. So there's another chance for the live episode. But if nothing else, we'll try to do some episodes over the summer when there's some free time more for both of us and into next semester, because my classes look like they're going to be structured in a way that might lend itself to more recording time. If Scott can make that time, that's great. I might try to do some individual episodes if he can't be around. Maybe if he can do some stuff when I'm not around, that would be great too. But this is just a part apology, part promise. Sorry for being gone so long, but we're coming back. All right, everyone. Take care.